As long as she's in her father's house, and like the Rav points out, and the Yarshim are giving her mizonos still, gova ksuvas liolam. She can continue living that way. She can collect a ksuva whenever she wants, forever. In other words, once she requests it. Kolzman shi bebeis bala, but if she's living in her husband's house, gova ksuvasa ad esim v'chameshonim. She can only collect her ksuva up until 25 years. Sheish be'esim v'chameshonim, shetasa toiva keneged ksuvasa, divrei Rabbi Meir, she'omer mishum b'mshim ben Gamliel. Because within 25 years, she was probably giving some items to her neighbors from her husband's estate. So she would give, like, you know, small little things, salt, bread, whatever. So after 25 years, she can no longer collect her ksuva because she probably already took it from all that little stuff that she would give out over time. If she's in her husband's house still, she can collect the ksuva forever. There's no din of this, that she loses her ksuva because she gave to her neighbors. That's not what 25 years is all about. But what is the issue? If she's in her father's house, there, it's the opposite. In her father's house, according to Chum, there she only has up until 25 years to collect her ksuba if she demands it. Why? The Rav points out, because since she was silent all of those years and didn't request the ksuba, mistamash she was mochel the ksuba. So if she's in her father's house, she should have requested it. And the fact that she waited 25 years, sure, she was mochel. Masha'enkein, if she is in her husband's house and she's with them and getting mizonos right in front of their face, we don't say that the fact that she didn't demand her ksuba means that she was mochel receiving the ksuba, because she was embarrassed to demand the ksuba because they were giving her kavod, they were sustaining her and giving her all of her needs, so she was embarrassed to ask. But obviously in her father's house where she's not living with them, she wouldn't be embarrassed by the fact that it went 25 years there, then she can't collect it anymore. Mesa, and if she dies, Yarshem maskirin ksuvasa ad esrim v'chameshanim. Her Yarshim can mention collector ksuva up until 25 years. However, it has to be, though, where before she died, like the Rav points out, that she swore that she never collected the ksuva. Because if she didn't swear, they can't collect the ksuva, because the ability to swear, obviously, is not something, like the Rav points out, that somebody can be Yarshim to his Yarshim.